Well, we might be in the grips of winter, and it certainly has been nippy lately, but fire is certainly still very much on the agenda to be very, very careful of. Might change from bushfires to around the home, but let's catch up with the latest as we like to do an update just to remind us of what's going on. Paul Tangy from the CFA. Paul, good morning to you.
G'day, Rob. How are you going?
Very well. Welcome along this morning.
Well, Paul, what's your main message today?
Well, Steve, it's all about interconnected smoke alarms. So the smoke alarms within the home are vital, and by law you must have them. But the fire agencies are recommending that you have interconnected smoke alarms, meaning that they're linked together, so that if one of them goes off, then the whole house is alerted.
Right. So how many people, like, is there any stats in terms of how many have the interconnected ones? Because I wasn't really aware of that. I mean, I know you've got to have a number of smoke alarms through the house, but...
They're only a fairly new product in the last couple of years on the market. There aren't stats available yet because it'll be as people replace smoke alarms as they come to the end of their lifespan and they need to replace more. But as I say, by law, you must have a working smoke alarm within the home. But the recommendation is that if you're going to replace the smoke alarm for any reason at all, or especially in new builds, make sure that you consider having the interconnected ones, just so that it alerts everybody in the home when it goes off, rather than just one particular part. Now, if you live in a small unit, different story, you're probably going to hear it right through the whole place. But especially if you have a house of multiple levels, it means that if you're on the third level and there's some smoke somewhere and it sets the alarm off on level one of the house on the ground floor, then you're going to be alerted as well.
So what's the story with if you've got non-interconnected? I know the risk of fire and horror fire is worse than the legalities of it, but what happens if you haven't already got interconnected? Do you have to get them now?
No, not at all. There's no law that says you must have them. It's a recommendation only. The law states that you must have at least one working smoke alarm in every household in Victoria. You cannot have an occupancy of the house without at least one working smoke alarm. It is a recommendation only because it's been shown that people will be more alert. When they hear the alarm going off, it will make you aware of what's going on within the home, especially if you've got young children. And it is just something else, another way of putting safety in the home. Again, it is not law that you must have an interconnected smoke alarm system. It is a recommendation, and we're asking people to consider putting those systems in if they need to replace smoke alarms or for new builds within homes.
Yeah, makes perfect sense. Do you reckon they're far down the track to inventing a smoke alarm that says or recognises, I'm only burning the steak?
Well, technology changes every day, Robbo, and if you're like me, it goes off more than it should because of that reason.
Exactly.
I don't know. Smoke, and I always say to people, yes, it might be a pain, but it's better off that the alarm's alerted you in those situations than not working at all.
Yeah, well, it's part of my preparation for meals now is that I always make sure I have the broom just standing nearby so I can go and give the bloody thing a hit.
His broom so gets more use for the putting the alarm off than sweeping the floor.
Than sweeping the floor, you reckon, Steve?
Harsh. Fair, but harsh. Yeah. No, look, it makes perfect sense, Paul. And, you know, for all of these sort of tips and general, common sense stuff too, I guess there's a lot of it on the CFA website that you can go and check stuff out too.
Exactly. But there's also another great website that you can access, homefiresafety.com.au. And it'll have information relating to all aspects of fire safety within the home. Have a chat to your local CFA members. Talk to them. Find out some more information.
Sounds good. As always, great advice. Paul, good to chat. Talk to you again soon.
Thanks very much. See you later.
All right. Bye. All the best. Paul Tangy from the CFA joining us on the Wake Up Call at Gold Central Victoria.